What's going on? Welcome back to the Bad Taste segment. It's Ian Julia. Today is Tuesday, beginning of the week. What's going on today, Julia? How are we doing?
Well, it's wonderful so far. I've had two green days in a row. I don't remember the last time that happened, so that's kind of cool. But no, it's doing okay. Yeah, I don't know how Friday went for you. Friday was real rough for me. I was lamenting it on engineering the trade with Jamal. That was fun. And I'm like, I just have to close my laptop and not think about it. And I'm glad that I did because the last 2 days recovered nicely. But yeah, so that's how I'm doing. How are you doing?
Yeah, no, I hear you. It's like that sometimes, but last Friday for me, it was pretty good. I know I was talking about that NVIDIA position, Julia.
Yep. How did it go? The epic conclusion.
It was a buzzer beater. I made $100 on it.
So. Dude, that is wild.
No,
I'll laugh off in a second.
Thank you. I think it was probably one of the craziest trades I've ever been in. I mean, it was out of control. I mean, it was up against me like 180 points at one point, and the last day ended up selling off below that 821 area. We needed it, so then I just got out of it. But I'll take it.
That's by the, what is it, the skin of your teeth or something?
My teeth. I mean, yeah. I don't know, the skin of my teeth.
Nobody saw that move on Friday coming, especially in like SNCI. It dropped like 20% in a day. For like a $700, $800 stock, that's nuts. And then NVIDIA dropped 10%. So that was not fun for me, but now we're a little better. So evidently, I don't know, the gods.
Not bailed out. But what is good is, so I'm obviously a Denver Nuggets fan. I'm born and raised in Colorado. Mm-hmm. Last night, Jamal Murray, our point guard, we had a buzzer beater against LeBron and the Lakers. So that has also put me in another good mood. We're up 2-0 against the Lakers. We just need a couple more wins and then we knock them out. So that feels good to me just because growing up, Julia, it was like go to the playoffs and the Lakers would knock us out in the first round, like every or the Spurs. And now the turns have tabled.
The turns have tabled. Ah, yes, the sports, yes. The things I know very much about.
Yes, I think the Nuggets win last night is the reason for the market rally today. I'm not sure. Something I heard going around, but
it just gave investors a new sense of optimism. I don't know what to tell you.
Exactly. Well, that's what went on over here, Julia. Not too much. The Tesla move up today is helping my position a little bit. I was down a decent amount against that one on the out of the money put spread. So the bounce is helping. I'm still in CRM. I know we were talking about CRM. Mm-hmm. Trade idea, that one's working out pretty well so far, but Tesla and CRM, that's pretty much all I'm dabbling in. Got out of the NVIDIA position, got out of the QQQ and SPY position, so we'll see how Tesla and CRM play out.
Have you looked at Tesla in the last like hour?
Yes, only when you had just pulled it up on the screen. I didn't know what's going on in Tesla. Is that after hour moves or what's going on there?
Yeah, so it had earnings today. I don't know why it's up. I saw this a minute ago. I'm like, I decided to hop in. I decided to close my laptop a little bit and like take a break. And then I came back and I'm like, why is Tesla up? This is absolutely nuts. Yeah. So I'm going to go ahead and share my screen real quick and we can hop into the markets. Like, look at that. It's at the 159 right now.
No, that's really helping me out a little bit, just because again, I think I kind of caught a little bit of a falling knife on Tesla, and then I was supposed to hold through the earnings. So I'll take what I can get.
Okay, but here's the thing. Here's what I don't understand is like Tesla reports biggest revenue slide since 2012, announces renewed push for affordable model. That's like one of the first news headlines that I saw. And I'm like, so why is it up? Tesla stock. Okay. I saw this, now I'm like trying to figure pieces together. It's like, I have been so bearish on Tesla for so long. We were talking about this today on stream. Maybe this is just me. I feel like a lot, they're focusing more on these like innovative products in these emerging markets of like, you know, robo taxis and all this crazy crap, but they don't necessarily have like the fundamentals down, where they still have a lot of quality control issues and they don't necessarily have the most diverse range of models available. But here we are. So maybe I've just been wrong this whole time, but Tesla stock surges as EV maker will accelerate the launch of cheaper cars. So
is that something like a new model, or are they pricing down some of the current models, or what do you think they meant by that statement?
Well, so this, I'm assuming, is alluding to, do you remember the great poopy scoop that happened after Reuters published that they were scrapping their plans? Do you remember that? We talked about that, I think, like a couple weeks ago.
Maybe we did, but honestly, I can't say it's ringing a bell right now.
That's okay. I'm not going to be able to. Let's do, I wish I could. Oh, that's okay. But anyway, I can find it later. I don't know exactly how to get the scales to work on here. You're not going to see it because you need to see like the intraday moves for this to make sense. But there was an article that Reuters published, I think it was like 2 or 3 weeks ago, and it basically said like, oh yeah, like Tesla's going to scrap their low-cost EV plans or something. And then like the Tesla stock dropped like 4.5% in like, I don't know, maybe an hour, maybe 2 hours, something like that. And then Elon Musk just replied in a comment on Twitter, or sorry, X, formerly known as Twitter, like, no, and then it rallied 5% back up in the same day. I took a screenshot of it so I can try to find it somewhere. But yeah, that was like kind of the last that I heard about it. And I was feeling pretty bearish on Tesla. So yeah, this move is pretty surprising to me, to be honest, because I feel like I said, like they weren't focusing as much on their core business, which is like selling cars, selling like high quality cars, appealing to a broader market and that kind of stuff. And instead they were focusing on robo-taxis. And I guess the statement that's, you know, really propagating this move is that it's going to sort of pivot and do the exact opposite of that. Maybe focus less on robo-taxis and a little bit more on a cheaper model of car. Which I think, I mean, yeah, no, that's, so we're seeing a really big move in Tesla. I am very surprised by this. I don't know how the rest of y'all are feeling, but yeah, I'm sure your position is going to be real happy tomorrow.
It'll be doing better. I mean, I sold the 165 strike. So I mean, even with this pretty big move, I'm still sitting below that area, but I mean, there's still a lot of time on it. So excuse me. There's still a lot of time on it. So this move definitely helps, but I'm still needed a little higher.
You know what? We're working on it. Maybe you can pull out an NVIDIA all over again.
Yeah. And honestly,
until like, the last possible second.
I know. I'm thinking it may not be the same type of situation, honestly, in this one, because it's getting past from having to hold this one past 21 days. I think, honestly, even if I get to break even or even up 10, 20 bucks, whatever it is, I think I'm going to just get out and call it a day, even if it keeps rallying. But just because I don't want to have to deal with that, that gamma as we get closer to the expiration. The NVIDIA position was fun holding it down to the wire, but
yeah,
I think I'll be fine with a break even on Tesla for this one.
I think that's fair. Yeah. That's how I'm feeling about a lot of my trades right now. I can also very quickly find here. You know, if you can see that, but this is, I wanted to get the time, like the scale exactly right. I don't remember exactly what it was that I set this for, but this was on April 5th at 3 o'clock. So this is when Reuters published exclusive Tesla scraps low-cost car plans amid fierce EV competition. And then this wasn't even like a tweet. It was a reply. And then like 4.5% just back up in the same day. This was bonkers. This was a lot of fun. We were actually talking about this today. I'm like, what was the epic conclusion? Like, do we know? And now I guess we know, at least according to what they're reporting after their after their earnings announcement. So very surprising to me, but no, oh my God, it's green. It's so nice. It's green. It's a good day to have a good day. I had like my Baidu position was upset. My XBI, my IWM, all those positions were like very upset with me on Friday. And now it looks like, and yeah, this move has been really helpful. It looks like we're continuing post-market a little bit of that upward trajectory still. I have serious trust issues. Not gonna lie, I've been closing kind of a lot of these positions at like more 30% because I'm like, I don't trust NVIDIA right now. Yeah. I don't trust the Russell, I don't trust any of these. So I'm being a little bit more aggressive in terms of how I clear some of these trades out. But overall, I'm just so happy. Today's such a good day.
It's a great day to have a great day, Julie. Even the SPY position hanging in there, that one's been putting the portfolio on its back in terms of days. And it's another green day. Dell, it looks like Dell's working out really well for you today. What else? IWM. Yep. It seems like you're back on good terms with IWM, I'm assuming.
We're on speaking terms again, but this is again like IWM today, like real crazy move. So giving me trust issues for sure, not gonna lie. So it's up 1.6%, which is like about a standard deviation move. For the S&P, it's 1.2%, so a little bit less than a standard deviation move. For the Qs, it's 1.5%. So nice little green day today. But talking about Friday, it felt like the markets were a lot more down than they actually were. Like it was like maybe 1-ish% down day in the S&P, but it felt way worse than that. I think it's like SMCI was down 20%, NVIDIA was down 10%. Like there were so many other components sort of moving in the market. So yeah, sometimes you just gotta close your laptop and hope for the best. But yeah.
No, I hear you. Hey, well, it's a great start to the week though, Junior. So
I don't want to jinx it. I got to go knock on wood or something.
No, you can't jinx this. It's already a fact. It's already been a good start to the week. I didn't say it was going to be.
That's a very fair point. Yeah, the rest of the week, who knows? But yeah.
But no, before we really get into things, any other earnings that kind of has your eye or you're kind of paying attention to, or not really?
Well, so JetBlue, I'm definitely paying attention to. And this is like not a very expensive stock at all, but it dropped about 18% today.
Yeah.
I was a little surprised about, because like United has been doing really well, like really well the last couple of days. So I was kind of surprised to see JetBlue donk as much as it did. MSCI, which is something that I do not trade, was another big earnings mover, I guess, 13%. Pepsi had a little bit of a down day as well. And Lockheed Martin, there's that Visa. I'm trying to think if there's anything else that's like interesting in here. I mean, we got a loaded week. Tesla was definitely the one that surprised me the most, I'm not going to lie. And then Spotify as well was up 10%. Spotify. 11%, pretty impressive.
Yeah. What's that that daily chart on Spotify kind of looking like?
Which one?
Spotify.
For Spotify? Oh yeah, dude. So Spotify is like, this annoys me because they're like, this annoys me so much, dude. Because like they're like, oh yeah, no, we're gonna increase our pricing plans, and then the market's like, we love it.
Was that the news that came out on Spotify?
That news came out, that was this candle over here, I think. So that would have been, yeah, kind of early, mid-April. And they're like, yeah, we're going to, you know, create a new base model and then increase the prices for all the other plans. And the market's like, we love that. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, bad market, don't do that.
Finding intensification, or what is the thought process for Spotify wanting to raise their base price?
Dude, I don't know. I remember reading about it sort of earlier in the month. I'm assuming like the vibe that I got, and this is just personal interpretation, that is that they're kind of doing the Netflix thing where they're just trying to, which I'm sure works for shareholders, but I don't like that very much as a consumer. And it's already very expensive. I did the worst thing ever, which is like, I actually just looked at my credit card statement and actually like counted. I usually just like, a bill increase, and I don't pay attention to it, which is not good practice, but.
You're Spotify over Apple Music kind of person?
I'm a Spotify kind of person, yeah. I met another Apple Music person though. That was wild.
Said it as if like that's bad or rare.
It's like meeting an Android person. It's like, you're the reason my text messages are green.
I feel indirectly very much so judged, Julia. So now I kind of want to change the topic.
It's okay. I get it.
Apple Music is just so easy. Spotify has more features, but Apple Music is just so easy and straightforward.
It is easy. Like the UI is great, I'm not gonna lie, but I kind of like that anyone can just make a Spotify playlist and you can just like follow you. Like, you know, the network effect is cool. But otherwise, in terms of how things are moving, I mean, we got a pretty like loaded earnings week. We had Visa moving, so it's up a couple bucks, which is, I mean, pretty significant actually. So Visa's doing pretty well. Tomorrow we have AT&T, Boeing, and then VRT, which is one of our kind of sleeper builds. Before the open, and then we have some biggies after the close. So Meta, Ford, IBM, we got Chipotle, got ServiceNow, O'Reilly, another one of those sleeper builds. So, and then, you know, Thursday is going to be interesting because Thursday we get GDP. We also get Microsoft, Intel, Snapchat, Roku, T-Mobile, and a whole bunch of other companies. So I'm kind of curious to see what happens. We have a new set of challenges on Bad Trader if anyone wants to go do that, which is called Donk or Stonk, which is how is Boeing going to do? Is it going to donk or is it going to stonk? Is the donk or the stonk? And you use like your in-app points for that, which is kind of fun. So that's been fun for me to make because I'm like, oh, what are you going to pick? Yeah. Spoiled for choice this week.
Well, I love it. Tesla looks like we're nearing 160 as we speak. Maybe we get above 165 before the show.
Absolutely shocked.
Yeah, that's nuts.
Absolutely shocked.
Yeah, I mean, what, we closed at around 144.
Yeah.
Hit a low of 141 today, up 20 points from then. Wild.
Bonkers. He's back, baby. But yeah, that's just about what I'm looking at. Looking at earnings throughout the week. Some interesting movers so far, not gonna lie on that one. But yeah, everybody be careful out there with your earnings plays. You want to hop into some trivia?
Yeah, let's do it. Let's jump into it.
It's 1-2 skadoosh. Here we go.
We almost touched 161. All right, bad trivia. Here we go.
Oh, dude. Okay.
All right.
Okay, well, we got some bad trivia coming up. A little bit of bookkeeping first. So over here, we do have an app. So if you want to come download that, it's available on the App Store and the Play Store. There's some very cool updates coming out in the next couple of months. So feel free to hop in for some badges, point, stream, chat, and general tomfoolery. Come play Donk or Stonk. And as well, I checked and I think the chat might not actually be open right now. Usually chat is open, but I think it might not be. Someone can check me on that, maybe over in production. But if chat is not open, then you can go ahead and think your answers out loud for trivia, and then we can hop right into it.
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's do it. Okay, question one.
Yeah, trivia, question number one. All right, which company stock saw one of the most notable? So this type of question is a little bit more different. Now we're kind of leaning towards an individual underlying, just like we always have, but it's framed a little bit. So which company stock saw one of the most notable single day declines in history, losing over 90% of its value in a single trading session in December 2001, following revelations of accounting irregularities and financial fraud that eventually led to its bankruptcy and the dissolution of Arthur Andersen, one of the world's largest accounting firms? So it's a slightly different kind of trivia. It's kind of more focused on single day sell-offs.
I like that. That's fun.
Yeah.
I like that. 2001. Okay, because like I saw 2001 and immediately thought like dot-com bubble. I'm like, okay, so it's like a tech company maybe. But then revelations of accounting irregularities and financial fraud. And then you said Arthur Andersen was one of the world's largest accounting firms?
Feel free to put your guesses out there in chat. What do you guys might think?
Accounting firms. It's like, it's not Enron or something. I'm going to sound like a goober. I don't think I know enough about this. Enron wasn't an accounting firm, was it?
I think Enron was like
an investing firm, right?
So it was like a car company, or like it was a gold company, or like an AI company or something. I don't know.
Oh man, I don't know if losing 90% of its value in December in a single trading session followed revelations of accounting irregularities. Arthur Andersen. Oh God. And the dissolution of Arthur Andersen, one of the world's largest, and the dissolution of an accounting firm. I'm gonna sound like a dumbass. Is it Enron?
Did you take into consideration any of the chat's answers, Julia?
I think chat might be disabled. Someone can double check.
Oh, but... I forgot. That one went wrong.
Is screaming at their computer right now, like, you dumbass. Like, I should know a lot more about financial history than I do.
I'm not going to throw you off on this one, Julia. You're one for one so far. It is Enron. You
said. It is Enron? Okay, yeah, God, I feel so much better.
When you said that immediately, it was the first thing that came to mind. And I'm like, all right, Errol, hold a straight face.
Dude, that makes me feel so much better, because I'm like, it could have been like WorldNet or something, like dot-com era company that popped off and then sold out. Okay, so it's Enron. Okay, that makes me feel so much better.
You retain information a little too well for your own good, Julie.
I'm trying my best, y'all. It's a gift and a curse, but this is, I love the way that you phrase these questions. They're so like, they're just really well written.
Thank you. It was a little different one, but we could jump to the second one.
All right, let's do number two. Here we go. All right, maybe we feel a little better. Got my hopes up.
Got you. Trivia. Hey, look on the bright side. At least you know for sure you're not going to go 0-3. At worst, you'll go 1.
That makes me feel better, yeah.
Worst, no.
Friday was an 0-3 kind of day, so this is nice. Okay, go ahead.
Cool. Trivia question number two. What technology company, once considered a pioneer in its industry and led by CEO Bernard Ebbers, experienced a spectacular fall from grace in 2002, with its stock plummeting from $100 per share to less than a dollar within a span of months. After it was revealed that the company had engaged in massive accounting fraud to inflate its earnings and hide losses. What?
Who in the world would do something like that? Okay.
2002. Yeah.
And it's fraud? Have I heard of this company?
I don't know. Let me see inside.
No, I don't know either. From over $100 per share to less than $1 within the span of months.
Julia's going to be like, have I heard of this company? And then just like guess it first try.
I'm like going through the Rolodex and I'm like, I truly don't know. Okay. Bernard Ebbers. Is he a cool dude? I don't know. He must not have been that cool.
Bernard Ebbers.
It's obviously Ebbers Incorporated, duh. I'm looking for like an answer in the name. I don't think I've ever heard of this person. Spectacular from Paul from Grace, 2002. massive accounting fraud to inflate its earnings and hide losses. Okay, it makes me think it's some kind of like investment fund.
Let's see.
Dude, I don't know. Can I get a hint?
You said it has calm in the name.
It does have calm in the name.
It has calm in the name.
It has
Something.
calm, like COM, like
Yo.
World Wide Web, like interwebs, like inter.
You're getting so close to standard. And you did it like twice already.
No, I swear there was a like one of the I swear I remember reading about this. I thought that there was like a dot com or a company called
I
like
will say,
com
if
or
it
something.
repeats the two pieces of the word together, you've already said both of them. We just need to piece them together. I'll give you that one.
Is a WorldCom?
I don't, is that a company?
I don't know, but I thought I
It
remember reading about a company that
is.
was called like WebCom or something.
Yeah, it is WorldCom.
Is it WorldCom?
It is WorldCom. I wasn't familiar until I was researching this right here, but it is WorldCom 2002.
Because I remember they were like big. I
Yeah.
remember hearing about that. It was like kind of before my time a little bit.
No, you're spot on, two for two.
Oh, well, that shouldn't even count. That was just like stitching words together and hoping for the best. But that was a very interesting one.
You were still in the ballpark.
Still in the general ballpark, we're getting dot com catastrophes. That's always fun. Okay, cool. Number three, let's go.
Cool. Trivia question number three, last one. In July 2018, which company's stock suffered one of the largest single-day point drops in history, losing over 120 billion in market cap value, following disappointing earnings results and concerns about slower user growth and regulatory scrutiny amidst the Cambridge Analytica scandal, which involved unauthorized access and misuse of user data. Bum,
This
bum,
was
bum.
my time.
Oh, this is your time.
This was my time. I think actually, Cambridge Analytica, I should probably know this a lot more intimately than I do, but okay. Concerns about slowing user growth and regulatory scrutiny amid the Cambridge Analytica scandal, which involved unauthorized and misuse of user data. It was obviously myspace.com.
No, it was it's like
No, oh, Dan, no,
you
that was a joke.
get
Facebook?
it. I know your joke.
Facebook?
It is Facebook. It is Facebook.
Terrible.
Well, what in this post nudged you most towards Facebook? What do you remember most? The $100 billion market cap, it losing that much in a day, or is it like what mostly gave it away? I am curious
Well,
for you.
because like it made me think of Facebook because I thought I remember something really similar happening with Facebook in 2021. Do you remember when it sold? I think it was like 26% or something after a bad earnings announcement.
You're completely right. Yeah.
So it made me think, I'm like, oh, in 2018, I bet you like the same thing happened. And I was pretty sure it was Facebook that had the Cambridge Analytica scandal. Like I thought I remember hearing about that. So that made me think Facebook. Now I'm out of
Cool.
it.
Th theme for today, sell-offs, record day sell-offs.
Very
So
nice. Oh, this is a fun. I like this topic.
thank you. We'll go two for three on the day.
I'll take it. Yeah, I'll be two for three. I think like for trivia on Thursday, we pitched the idea during stream today of doing like black market organ values. Like how much does a heart go for over under? Like
Oh, that is interesting. It's funny. I had a conversation with my friend about the black market the other day. I'm not doing anything. I had a conversation about the black.
yeah, it's not just a conversation.
Just
It's just a conversation, yeah.
what's the black market again? No, I'm just.
I mean, if you could price an option, I guess you could price like a kidney, a third of a liver, perhaps.
Maybe there's a Black Scholes model that prices things on the black
Black
market.
market model. Oh, good. Well,
I'm just.
that could be a fun trivia category. Let's go. But these were very fun. I like these sell-off questions, especially like in the dot-com era. Oh, that's so interesting. Because I feel like I don't know. I kind of like know more about the 2008 crash instead of the 2021, like the dot-com
I
bubble.
was pretty surprised how much you knew from the dot-com bubble. You're pretty much in like preschool or kindergarten, and I feel like you know a lot from that era.
We taught, but yeah, it's something I find really interesting because like when the internet or like when internet-based companies figured out how to monetize, they all took off. But the ones that didn't, it was like that's always been kind of like an interesting case study. That could easily be a segment. But these were very fun questions. Oh, good job, dude.
Thank you.
Hell yeah. Well, we have a couple minutes left, so I did have a couple little pieces of news. Did you hear about this?
I did. I've seen a lot of conversations around this topic.
How do we feel about this?
You know, I'm not against it. I kind of like it, but I mean, it's not something I would probably be utilizing. Like the liquidity and volume is probably super low, just like how futures are overnight. But
Yeah.
I don't know. I haven't thought about the stipulations behind adding a 24/7 market. I'm curious on your thoughts.
Dude, this makes my skin crawl.
Really?
Like, this makes me like nauseous. I'm like,
More
'cause
so
here's,
paying attention to stocks too much, or
well, 'cause I'm like, oh, dude, I feel like having the mental break, like forcing yourself to take a mental break, is like, there's something very relieving about that. And I think like this would be interesting in terms of like opening up US markets to make them more accessible internationally. So if you wanted to trade now, like you're not necessarily restricted to like American hours, for example, if you're trying to trade overseas. So like that aspect is cool. But at the same time, I'm like, I feel like then like automated trading would just dominate even more than it already does. I guess, is that just me? I'm like, if you, because
Oh,
then,
that's valid, yeah.
because like computers can run 24/7. So if you have the resources to just like automate trading, then I feel like that's tough for the retail crowd. So I don't know. I personally, I don't like this. I like the mental break, and I don't know if it's necessarily good for trading. And then we're gonna like potentially like accelerate like volatile conditions even more than they already are. And like the market's already quite turbulent, you know, the last couple of years. So I don't know how I feel about that.
You bring up a really good point about, the what did you just say? The AI program, not the AI, but the bots and things like
Yeah, like
that.
the automated trading, whether it's from like,
Automated trading. Yeah,
yeah.
there might be a little bit more pros for something like this and that in that world rather than retail. That's another good perspective on this, but I don't know. It's an interesting topic. I am curious to see, why there's such a big push for it. I'm not against it, but I'm curious to know why that
Yeah.
is. Yeah.
And I can see like why crypto, like it's interesting to see crypto disrupting the space in this context. Like that's pretty cool. But I don't know if this would be a good thing for markets. I mean, maybe, I mean, it could be that like, okay, well, there's already a disproportionate allocation of resources in terms of like, you know, hedge funds and prop shops and their technology in the retail sector already. So like maybe this wouldn't even make a difference. You see that being the argument, but I'm like, I just like having the peace of mind, like actually be able to like turn off the computer and walk away and like not worry about it.
Yeah.
There's something that's nice about that too.
There is that mental break. It kind of reminds me of like sometimes when like the Twitter platform will go down or the Instagram platform will go down, and we keep up with so much information, whether that's news or whatever, through socials. That I remember one time some of the social media sites went down, and it was kind of refreshing. Not that it's on, but in the back of my head, it's like that's where I consume to stay updated with things and on
Yeah.
music, what's going on in the market. And when the platforms went down, it was like a nice, peaceful feeling. And
Yeah, I know what you mean.
yeah, and this is kind of something similar. Like I feel like in the back of my head, if the market were to be open, even if I'm not actively managing or placing trades, in the back of my mind,
Yep. You're just like a little guilty and
that,
checking. Yeah, I feel like that's like a lot of the people who are like real deep in the crypto space, like I've seen some behavior like that where people are just like always checking their phones, like always looking and always like, it's not, I don't know. I'm sick of my options, I guess.
like the mental break. I think I do like the mental break. Like even having the weekend is nice. Like I know the futures market is six, like
Yeah.
seven. Even the weekend is nice. So I think I'm gonna have to piggyback off that opinion of yours. It's nice having the mental break of the market closing.
I do too, but I mean, yeah, no, I'd love to know what you guys think about it. I guess you could ping us on Twitter, perhaps, if you want to share your thoughts, because we don't have chat open at the moment. But I thought this was kind of interesting news. I figured we'd have a cool discussion about it. The rest of the news that I have in here is it's kind of boring. We've already talked about Tesla, so and we're a little bit over. So I think that's just about all I got. E, is there anything that you want to leave on?
Oh, no, that'll be it. It's fun hopping on here again with you, Julia. We'll have fun when we come back around here on Thursday, but that's it for me.
Oh, dude, Thursday is going to be a blast. I'm very excited. I feel like we're going to have a whole lot to talk about. But yeah, thank you guys, everybody, for watching. And yeah, see you guys on Thursday. Peace.
The content of this podcast is created, produced, and provided solely by Tasty Life Inc. and does not represent the direct views or opinions of any of its affiliated companies. This content is for informational and educational purposes only. It is not, nor is it intended to be trading or investment advice or a recommendation that any security, futures contract, digital asset, other product, transaction, or investment strategy is suitable for any person. Trading securities, futures products, and digital assets involve risk and may result in a loss greater than the original amount invested. Tasty Live Inc., through its content, financial programming, or otherwise, does not provide investment or financial advice or make investment recommendations. The information provided may not be appropriate for all investors and is provided without respect to individual investor financial sophistication, financial situation, investing time horizon, or risk tolerance. Tasty Live, Inc. is not a licensed financial advisor, registered investment advisor, registered broker-dealer, or registered introducing